Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to this Thursday edition of our program. Thrilled that you're with me. Today's going to be something special. You know, Derek has been teaching us about a successful marriage, the keys to having a successful marriage, and all of the biblical elements that go into it. And today, he's going to be talking to us about sex. Now, I have a bias. I've pastored for a lot of years, and my bias is I think the church ought to be the most open, the most transparent, the most blunt about everything in the world. It ought to be the most real place on the planet. And when it comes to sex, we shouldn't have been the people who hid it and obscured it. We should be celebrating it. Sex and marriage is glorious, and we should be talking about it, teaching people about it, framing it biblically. This is what it means to be a Christian, that we celebrate the gifts of God. And Derek Prince and his ministry, in the decades that he was ministering on the earth, I have to tell you that he really led the way in this. Many churches, many ministries never talked openly about sex, but Derek did, and thank God he did. Now listen, a little later in our program, Kim Daniels, who was with us on Tuesday, is going to be joining us again, and you're going to be thrilled by the things she has to say. But let's get right to it as Derek Prince teaches us about the keys to a successful marriage.
Yesterday, I spoke about the end purpose of marriage, union that leads to knowing. I explained that the end purpose of God in ordaining marriage is to allow two persons to know one another to the innermost depth of their total personality, that it's not merely a physical relationship or an emotional one or an intellectual one, but it's two persons knowing each other in all their fullness. And I said also that human personality is the most precious and wonderful thing created in the universe. And so God has set very careful boundaries so that one person may know another but never exploit another. And those who ignore these boundaries and try to get the benefits without meeting the conditions are deceiving themselves. They're being cheated. So today I'm going to speak about the opposite side of this theme. Counterfeits that cheat us. Human substitutes for marriage that do not produce God's results. First, let me point out to you that people only counterfeit things that are valuable. And this applies to marriage. If it weren't so valuable, there'd be no counterfeits. When the Old Testament speaks about a man having sexual relationship with a woman, it uses two distinct phrases. Some places it says, the man knew the woman. In other places it says, the man lay with the woman. If you care to trace this, you'll see that there's a very careful distinction maintained. The Bible only says that a man knew a woman if the relationship was legitimate, if it was in line with God's ordinance for sexual relationship between a man and a woman, if it was based on a covenant commitment. But if a man merely had sexual relationship with a woman without making a covenant commitment to her, it does not say that the man knew the woman. It only says he lay with her. And I believe that this contains a deep truth, that God does not open the way for that kind of interpersonal relationship where one person truly knows another unless it is preceded by covenant commitment. There can be a physical relationship, there can be some kind of sexual pleasure, but the real purpose of marriage, the deep inner knowing of two persons, one of the other, is possible only on the basis of covenant commitment. Let me read to you what it says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers God will judge. I want to point out to you that that's a statement that cannot be challenged. God is going to judge fornicators and adulterers. Let me explain to you simply the difference in this context between fornication and adultery. Fornication is having sexual relationship without a covenant commitment. It's more or less promiscuous sex. But adultery is what happens when a person has made a covenant commitment in marriage and then breaks the commitment by having a relationship with someone outside the marriage. Of the two sins, adultery is a greater sin than fornication, because it's the breaking of that most sacred thing, a covenant. But in each case, the sin consists in the wrong attitude to covenant commitment. One is trying to get the relationship without the covenant commitment. The other is making a covenant commitment and then breaking it. I want you to understand that God's requirements are designed to protect us from being hurt. And any person who indulges in illegitimate sex is desecrating or violating his or her own personality. And the end of that, ultimately, is not satisfaction, it's not joy, it's not peace. It is frustration and hurt. Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Flee immorality. Every other sin that a man commits is outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. I don't believe that merely means that a person who indulges in promiscuous sex is liable to get venereal disease, though that is one aspect. But I believe that a person who indulges in illegitimate sex is misusing and abusing his own body. And I believe our bodies protest against that misuse, and that there are results in our total personality which come from the abusing of the sexual relationship.
You know, Derek has just exposed one of the great truths about a sexual relationship as it's presented in the Bible. He says that when a man had a covenant with a woman, the Bible said that he knew her when it was describing intercourse. But if he only had sex with her, it says he lay with her. In other words, the Bible says that he had a mechanical relationship or engaged in a mechanical deed. But if there was no covenant, but if there was a covenant, the Bible says he knew her. What a great truth. What a great truth that sex is meant to be an investment in knowing a human being before God. There's so much more to come. As Derek Prince, Legacy Radio continues.
Getting the practical Bible teaching of Derek Prince into your hands and heart is at the center of our mission at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. That's why we're pleased to send you a wonderful resource by Derek Prince that delivers clear biblical teaching that can help transform your marriage. It's Derek's powerful booklet, Partners for Life, and it's yours free for the asking. In this encouraging booklet, Derek Prince reveals that success in marriage is not a result of eliminating problems, but rather of establishing a real relationship built upon the foundation of God's truths. Whether your goal is to heal a hurting marriage or make a good one even stronger, this free resource will help you take your relationship to the next level. Don't miss your opportunity to get a copy, free and postage paid, today. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's not too late for you to have a happy, fulfilling marriage. Request your free copy of Partners for Life right now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy of Partners for Life when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with me today. Derek Prince has been teaching us all week about the great truths of a biblical, a godly, a healthy marriage. And today he's talking about sex. Not so much the mechanics, but more just the beauty of sex as an investment in knowing an individual. It's a great series of truths. It really helps us distinguish between the mechanical act of sex and the spiritual connection of sex to a relationship with our spouse. Let's listen.
We sometimes speak about people breaking God's laws. I want you to understand that that's not accurate. We never break God's laws. God's laws break us. This is true in the physical realm. When no one ever yet broke the law of gravity, a person can step out of a fourth floor window. What happens? They don't break the law of gravity. The law of gravity breaks them. And that's exactly how it is in this matter of sexual relationships. We don't break God's laws. God's laws break us. The essence of lust is using a human personality as a means, not appreciating the personality in itself, but simply exploiting it for some other purpose. Now, God never deals with human personality in this way. God always respects the personality that he himself created. I want to read you two vivid descriptions of what lust is and what it does. The first is taken from the Bible. The second will be taken from a well-known secular author. The Bible passage is in Proverbs chapter 7, verses 6 through 27, and I'm reading from the Living Bible. I was looking out the window of my house one day and saw a simple-minded lad, a young man lacking common sense, walking at twilight down the street to the house of this wayward girl, a prostitute. She approached him, saucy and pert and dressed seductively. She was the brash, coarse type, seen often in the streets and markets, soliciting at every corner for men to be her lovers. She put her arms around him and kissed him, and with a saucy look she said, "I've decided to forget our quarrel. I was just coming to look for you, and here you are. My bed is spread with lovely colored sheets of finest linen imported from Egypt, perfumed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come on, let's take our fill of love until morning, for my husband is away on a long trip. He has taken a wallet full of money with him and won't return for several days." So she seduced him with her pretty speech, her coaxing and her wheedling, until he yielded to her. He couldn't resist her flattery. He followed her as an ox going to the butcher, or as a stag that is trapped, waiting to be killed with an arrow through its heart. He was as a bird flying into a snare, not knowing the fate awaiting it there. Listen to me, young men, and not only listen, but obey. Don't let your desires get out of hand. Don't let yourself think about her. Don't go near her. Stay away from where she walks, lest she tempt you and seduce you. For she has been the ruin of multitudes. A vast host of men have been her victims. If you want to find the road to hell, look for her house. That's plain speaking, but it's the truth. Now you might say, well, that's religious. That's the way religious people think. But I want to read to you the words of another man, one of the greatest masters of the English language, William Shakespeare. Shakespeare was not, as far as we know, a religious man, but he was a master of descriptive language and a very accurate observer of human life. And this is what Shakespeare has to say in one of his sonnets on lust. I don't think anybody has ever described lust more vividly or accurately than this. "The expense of spirit and a waste of shame is lust in action. And till action, lust is perjured, murderous, bloody, full of blame, savage, extreme, rude, cruel, not to trust. Enjoyed no sooner, but despised straight. Past reason hated as a swallowed bait, on purpose laid to make the taker mad. Mad in pursuit, and in possession so. Had, having, and in quest to have, extreme. A bliss in proof, but proved a very woe. Before, a joy proposed, behind, a dream. All this the world well knows, yet none knows well to shun the heaven that leads man to this hell." Let me read you those last two lines again. "All this the world well knows, yet none knows well to shun the heaven that leads men to this hell." What do you say about that kind of heaven that leads men to hell? My answer is, it's a false heaven. It's a counterfeit. It's the devil's heaven, and it leads you to destruction. How can you escape that hell? Shakespeare says, "None knows well to shun the heaven that leads men to this hell." Today I'm telling you how you can shun that heaven, that false heaven, the false heaven of deceptive lust. The answer is simple. Order your life according to God's laws. Accept what God says about the sanctity of the body, the sanctity of marriage. Let marriage be honorable in all and the bed undefiled. Don't sin against your own body by immorality. God is right. He tells us the truth. He sets these fences and boundaries to our conduct for our own good. We only rebel against them to our own destruction.
You know, if we would heed the words that Derek is teaching us, we would have such a elevated experience in our relationships, especially our sexual relationships. You know, what lust does, as Derek is teaching us, is it objectifies a person. It treats them simply as a physical object for the sating of our lust. But sex in marriage, sex in a covenant, sex as an investment, a righteous, godly investment in an ongoing relationship with an individual, becomes part of the unfolding mystery of that individual, becomes part of the glory of knowing them. In the sense that, that word is used in the scriptures, it's a great and a powerful truth. And I urge you to soak in these truths as many times as possible. If your spouse is not listening to this teaching today, log on to DerekPrince.org, sit with them, invest in these truths. This has the power to rescue us from the lust of our age and to get us into godly sexual relationships and marriage. Listen, coming up in just a few moments, Kim Daniels is going to be with us as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
With all the pressure and problems of the 21st century, can couples still live happily ever after? Is there really a way to divorce-proof your marriage? In his deeply insightful book, The Marriage Covenant, Derek Prince unravels the mysteries of marriage to show you God's amazing plan and purpose. As you read through its pages, you'll discover the power of the covenant and learn practical steps for improving the quality of your relationship. With The Marriage Covenant, you'll find hope for building a marriage most people only dream about. To order this life-changing resource for only $8.95, simply call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And this week only, when you order your copy of The Marriage Covenant, you'll also receive as a special bonus gift, Derek's helpful marriage booklet, Partners for Life. No matter what the current condition of your relationship, you can have a happily ever after marriage. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order securely online when you visit us at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with me today. And joining me today are Kimberly and Ardell Daniels. We've had them with us earlier this week. Tremendous minister of the gospel, pastors, prophetically gifted. Kimberly is the founder of Spoken Word Ministries and Kimberly Daniels Ministries. Ardell's a fine pastor and scholar, a man who just a phenomenal teacher. I've spent time with him, a very deep well. And we were talking earlier this week about the teachings of Derek Prince, about how he applied this whole matter of marriage and marriage being a covenant. And Kimberly and Ardell are helping me process this. Guys, thanks for being back with me.
Yes, it's good being here again.
Let me ask you about this. Derek talked a great deal about marriage as a covenant. Now, we've talked about the men stepping into their roles and this being a great blessing and security for women, but talk to me about this issue of covenant, where both the husband and the wife commit to each other that they'll do certain things that the Bible defines. How do you see that? How does that impact your own marriage?
One of the greatest things that I got across, especially, you know, it kind of impacted me the more when I read Derek's book on this, I guess the older book in reference to the marriage covenant. And the thing is, what he was saying that made such an impact on my life and is that you have to really, in reference to a covenant, you have to lay down your life for the other person. In other words, anything that this other person, whatever it would take to make this other person happy, feel better, whatever that is required of you, you give it, and vice versa. And once both of you have the same attitude, then you have God in the middle, which you both have the covenant with God, and that is the way that you would get through any situation.
Well, and it doesn't seem like that's really possible if all we're doing is running on emotion and the feelings that we have when we first get married. I mean, eventually those change and we have to build on something more substantive. I mean, Kimberly, to speak to this from a woman's perspective and from a female leader's perspective, this whole issue of when you're in marriage, there are things you've committed to, feelings aside.
The covenant relationship between a man and a woman in a marriage is so important. Without covenant, the two cannot become one. Submission is to let go, and you know, I think that when we, you know, when we understand the order of God, which is the husband being the head of the house, you in the last time we talked, you said, is that scary? That's not scary when you're in covenant. Because when you're in covenant, the glue is trust. The glue for covenant is trust. The Bible says that the wife is the crown of her husband. He's the head, but she's the crown. And in the Hebrew, that word crown is sabab. It means to circle, and it means to protect. And wives are supposed to, as their husbands are the head, be the crown. And many men have a problem in understanding that, yes, you are the head. You are the king. But what king is it that does not wear his crown? And when a king wears his crown well, there's a supernatural hedge of protection that'll come on him as he protects the family and the kids, and as the wife, you know, stand in the gap and pray for him, because it's no secret that a virtuous woman is a woman that can stand in the gap for her man.
Boy, there's no question about it. You know, we've had Jimmy Evans on this program, and he said that one of the greatest needs that men have, the greatest need, even more than sex, is for honor. And a woman who lives the way you're talking about will honor her husband. That'll turn on in his soul all that desire. If he's really honored, he'll desire to do the things he's called to do and be a noble man. And the marriage begins to really fly in the way that God ordained for it.
Makes a man feel, I guess, what a man's supposed to feel like. You know, it's one of the three things that Derek Prince would say in his book, you know, about the kingly, the priestly, and the prophetic anointing that's on a man in his household. And when those things, you know, when you get put in that position and your wife honors you in a particular way, you know, it brings about something on the inside of you that you have to watch out, you have to, you know, protect, and you have to, you know, just stand in whatever area you need to stand in order for the household to run the way it should run.
Now, I imagine that you two have had crises in your marriage, just working out this whole issue of leadership and trying to have a godly marriage while you're trying to lead others in the things of God. I say that only because I know that, you know, the families of leaders are not exempt from some of the tensions and trials. Do you mind sharing just a little bit about how you've hammered out some of these things that the Bible requires of us and come through some crises of your own?
Once I realized God was real, then I knew I had to get on his side. And my wife was a woman that was preaching the gospel, had a church, and I didn't know anything about God. But I would go to places with her, and men and preachers would ask me, why aren't you the pastor? And I would literally tell them, I just got off the streets. I don't know anything about God. And they found that was like out of order for my wife to pastor me. And so, you know, it's been some situations where, you know, we had to really work through that. And as the husband, and she's been the head within the church, the roles can change in a split second. I would have to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. She would have to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost on which role is which, who's heading what, who's leading at this particular time or what situation that we're in.
Well, that's fantastic. And you two have obviously hammered out something amazing, and you're having a huge impact. I mean, God's just using you all over the country. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being with us today.
It's been such a blessing doing this. I'm enjoying this.
Yes, yes. It's great. I think many, many, many people need to really, really hear this.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, man. It's great to be with you.
God bless.
What great information, what great perspective from some people who have really worked hard to apply the truth of God to their marriage. Now listen, tomorrow Jimmy Evans, the head of Marriage Today Ministries, is going to be joining us here in the studios, and you won't want to miss it, because he is just a voice that God is using today to bring healing to just thousands and thousands of marriages. Well listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Be sure and join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To purchase a copy of Derek's book, The Marriage Covenant, give us a call, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And when you do, be sure to ask for your free gift, Partners for Life. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can always order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.